Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Hawaii residents received a false alert that an incoming missile was headed for their state Saturday. Donna McGarity lives on Oahu with her son. Like many in Hawaii, they saw the message on their phones and thought their homes were under attack.
We actually believed that it was happening. You know, my son woke up and he came running upstairs and he was like, you know, Mom, did you get this? You know, and he, you know, we're still a little bit shook up. My son keeps saying, I was never been so terrified as I was. And he's an adult.
They decided to hunker down in the bathroom before seeing the message that it was a false alarm. Governor David Ige apologized and promised an investigation into what happened and why it took so long for the false alarm to be retracted.
You know, this should not have happened. We are investigating the sequence of events that occurred. An error was made in emergency management, which allowed this false alarm to be sent.
Ige said the mistake came when a worker pressed the wrong button. The U.S. government said it, too, will investigate the matter. South Korea has suggested forming a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month. North Korea's representative to the International Olympic Committee, Chang Un, acknowledged the proposal Saturday as he was returning home from Switzerland. He did not say whether North Korea supported the proposal, which was made Tuesday when the North and South Korea held talks. Pope Francis visits Chile and Peru next week, a trip that's meant to focus on indigenous people. This